Again, at 1:30, we were told there will be a press conference from Mike Duggan, who made the announcement that he is dropping out of his bid to be governor. And believe me, we're going to carry that if, in fact, it happens at 1:30. We'll carry it live for you right here on WJR. Todd Flood, managing partner of Flood Law, PLLC, host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood right here on WJR. Good afternoon, Todd. It's always a pleasure.
Pleasure is mine, Paul W. I'm sad to hear about Mike Duggan. I think the world of him. I think he would be a great governor. But
I do too. And you must have been as shocked as we were.
I was. I heard about it, and I was. I was shocked. You know, I mean, it's all about raising money, I would imagine. But it's sad. Sad because I think he would be a great candidate for the state of Michigan.
I agree. This is one less great candidate that we could choose from. And I'm really disappointed to be reminded how much out-of-state money comes into play for electing our governor of the great state of Michigan, meaning people who don't give a rat's behind about us or the state only care about being able to put a D or an R next to that list.
That's the truth. It's politics at its finest. It's, you know, we're a pivotal state. And national funding coming in to influence, you know, what we have going on in this state, as opposed to what's in the best interest of our citizens here in this state. And you know, let's face it, Mike Duggan did an insanely amazing job in every position he held, be it the mayor. I worked for him when I was a prosecutor. He was amazing. DMC, he was amazing. Just imagine, and the energy this guy has. I would be working, and he would call about, you know, drug houses. Hey, what are we doing on this street at such and such time? It would be like 11 o'clock on a Saturday evening or whatever the case may be. The guy's constantly working. So I am sad that our citizens don't get to see him become a governor for this fine state.
Well, we're in the same boat. Because I've known him for years and through all of his different positions and jobs in serving the people, and he has always been outstanding. I have no reason to believe he'd be anything but outstanding as our next governor. Meanwhile, with what we have scheduled you for, who can blame these two police officers who defended the U.S. Capitol during the January 6, 2021 riot, have sued President Donald Trump yesterday, seeking to block the new $1.8 billion lawfare fund set up by the Department of Justice to compensate Trump allies who claim they were victims of prosecutorial overreach. Now, here's a couple of guys that were beaten up by these people, and they're saying, wait a second, you're not going to reward these people with money, our money, are you?
Yeah, I mean, you can't make this up. First and foremost, who puts a fund together for people that, you know, wanted to attack the Capitol Hill and then, you know, were prosecuted? I don't know. This whole thing is crazy. So here's the legal rub. You got two gentlemen that were wearing a badge and a uniform for our Capitol who were injured. Now the question becomes a legal word. Do they have standing to prevent those others, the people that caused a lot of this ruckus, do they have standing to prevent them from collecting funds? I think the $64 million question, that will be heard in court, and they have a legitimate objection because why? They are the real victims. They were the ones that had sustained the injury.
Right.
But I doubt, you know, I doubt in the legal hurdles that they will be able to press forward and prevent this fund from moving forward. I think Congress is the only one that could potentially make that happen, but they kind of sat on their hands on this. So the fact of the matter is this fund that's been put together is going to be basically a mass tort fund. So this is what will happen. You'll get a pool of people that will have to go in front of a panel through their lawyers. Usually it's all in writing, and they'll talk about their injuries and what they had to sustain by being prosecuted or being weaponized. What their claim is that the government was weaponized to go after them. So then they're going to be, it's going to be a measure of compensation and a measure of injury. I think the two gentlemen, bravo to them, but I don't think they will get far because they're going to have big issues on whether or not they have legitimate standing to go forward.
I'm glad I'm not a Republican or an independent, for that matter, running for anything right now, because the president seems to keep stepping in it and bringing things to attention and to the light that can be so used against him so easily. For example, if you dig into this latest, supposedly his lawfare fund also includes that for the rest of his life and his family's lives, they cannot be investigated by the IRS. I guess the reason he's doing that is he knows that the minute, even after the minute the Democrats are in charge, they're going to do that. They're going to investigate him and his family and all of his business dealings. He knows that because they've done it before and they can't wait to do it again.
In essence, yeah, they are putting a blanket over the potential for any kind of looking behind the curtain. And that's a big part of this. So, I feel like I'm living in Ozland at times.
We got to run.
The normalcy.
We got to run, Todd. I appreciate you always. The flood law.
My pleasure, my man.
Todd Flood. We continue. WJR.